You're listening to That's Not in My Bible, a ministry of Logos Christian Fellowship. I'm Nate Ward. Does the Bible intrigue you? Are you looking for answers to tough questions? Get out your Bibles and get ready to be healed, restored, directed, and delivered by the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. And now, here's my dad and pastor, Nick Ward.
It is Thanksgiving week, and I have already kicked off 6 days of thanks. And what I would like you guys to do is join me with posting things that you are thankful for, sharing that with people. Our message today was against those who complain against God and His plan. Like, He doesn't have stuff figured out. Like, He doesn't know what He's doing. We somehow know a better way. And that really isn't the case. We need to be grateful for what He's brought into our lives, what He's given to us. And so I've titled this one, 6 Days of Thanks. And there's your little hashtag that you can throw in on top of everything. If you've already missed Saturday, that's okay. You can post two things. It's all right. Okay. But we're talking about finding gratitude for God's blessing. Now, when the Ark of the Covenant had arrived, remember, it got stolen. And now it's back. And they stuck it in a tent. So David wrote this psalm, and then he hands it off to Asaph, the head worship leader, and is like, look, we got to do this thing. This is hot off the press from last night. I just got done writing this. This is awesome. Let's play it. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 8. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Guys, this is not a request. This is a call to worship. This is designed to tell you what to do. This is an exclamation of what the singer is feeling. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. And there's your conviction right there. Are you doing that? He has deeds. He has done things for you. Are you making that known to the peoples? You have peoples. You have peoples from this circle, peoples at work. You have peoples from this circle, people that you just happen to meet at the grocery store or whatever else. You have people you know involved in clubs with or whatever. Hang out in the same coffee shops or whatever it might be. Are you making His deeds known? Sing to Him. Sing psalms to Him. Talk of all His wondrous works. That's what this 6 days of thanks is about. For your chance to use your social, your platforms, or whatever it might be, to talk of all His wondrous works. He's done stuff for you. He's done stuff for people you know. He's done stuff for everyone in this whole world. Are you telling them? Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Whose hearts? Those who seek the Lord. Let them rejoice. Why? Because we found Him. Amen. They just got the ark back. We found the ark. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works which He has done, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth. He could have come down on everyone in the camp and said, that really is it. We're done with this. Moses, Aaron, we're starting over with you. I like your kids. Could have done that. But He made a judgment, and He said, instead, I'm going to teach you something. I'm going to show you that I have the power to bring life where there was only death. O seed of Israel, His servant, you children of Jacob, His chosen ones, God has chosen you. Sing to the Lord, this is down in verse 23. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Meaning again and again. Like, always talking about that Jesus stuff, aren't you? Yes. Always talking about that Jesus stuff. It's the good news of His salvation. When did He save you? Well, this morning. How long have you been saved? About a day. That recent? Yes. I'm a new believer. Every morning He saves me again. I get up and we do this thing one more time. Declare His glory among the nations, His wonders among all peoples. Not just Christian peoples. They apparently don't need doctors. It's sick peoples that need it. So among all peoples, for the Lord is great, great enough for everyone. See that four? We can declare him amongst anyone because he is great enough for everyone and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods. And there's plenty out there. Cancer, diabetes, heart disease, the economy, whatever gods and principalities and things that people are constantly trying to scare you with. Guess what? He's to be feared above all of those things. Because we like to think they're really important, but they're not so important. We could be in his presence in a second. And we run around worrying about all these other gods and making sure that they're taken care of. Making sure they're being served properly. Well, what about the universities? Well, we got to make sure they're funded. And what about the educational system? Well, we got to make sure that's funded too. Make sure people have housing to live in and all. Well, let's serve that God as well. Instead of fearing God above all the other impacts, dramas, things that are pulling and tugging and supposed priorities. Let's skip on forward to verse 28. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Oh, man. What do you give a God that is great and greatly to be praised and feared above all gods? You give him glory. You give him strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. What is that offering? Oh, worship the Lord. That's the offering, is your worship. You are to thank him. You are to declare his glory. That's what you're doing when you give to the Lord. Doesn't sound that expensive, but it costs everything. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Skip on down to 35 and say, save us, O God of our salvation. Interesting construction here, right? Jesus, God, Jesus, gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. We triumph when we praise him. You see that? That's how we overcome, is through praise. We gather together. It's called church, right? We get delivered and then we give thanks. Why? Because God is holy. It says right there, his holy name. And our triumph comes from we praise him in spite of the fact that we need the deliverance from Gentiles, basically just non-believer. Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Before human history started to long after human history stops. From the eternal to the eternal again. And all the people said, amen and hallelujah. And to be more specific, perhaps, hallelujah Yahweh. Because it's capitalized right there. So that is Thanksgiving. That's what we're to be doing. Pilgrims did it because they made it through a winter. Hello? Some of us have made it through a little bit more than that. Right? Tell somebody. So, right now, get something out, write in your phones, whatever it is, pull something out, let's inscribe it. Three things for which you are thankful. Go. Write them down. So, three things which you are for which you are thankful. Three things. All right, you got them? Three things? I'll give you a little bit more time to write those down. Okay, great. Now, three situations God has brought you through. Sometimes this one's easier because it's hard to think about things in the same light as this kind of blessing. That's the blessing to get things. We all know that. But it's a different kind of blessing to go through a situation where the Lord preserves you and delivers you through it. I remember one time I went hiking with a missionary kid in Guatemala, and he started sliding on some leaves on a slope, and if he'd made it another 20 feet, he would have fell 100. That was a nice situation that God brought me through. All right, back on. You have 30 more seconds. All right, practicum. Everybody stand up. And spouses, you got to go find somebody else. How about that? Just tell them your things. You do a thing, and then they do a thing. And then you do a situation, and then they do a situation. If you want, we can switch at that point. It's okay. Nobody can read your handwriting anyway. So right now, everybody's grouped up into pairs, and they're all discussing the things that the Lord has done for them. All right, if I let you go any longer, you go all day. I know this church. I know. Now, I recall, I'm going to tell this little story. I recall one day that I was working in retail at the time, and everyone's sitting around, like, you know, telling their little sob story about, you know, how hard they worked, and, you know, everyone had it worse than the next guy, right? And someone's like, you know, I guess how many years they'd been, you know, in the workforce, right? And finally came around to me, and I'm like, I never worked a day in my life. Like, we're standing there at the job, we're all punched in, right? You know, like, we all signed in. We're standing around, I'm like, I don't remember the day of my life. And they're looking at me like, what? Like, we're in air conditioning. We're hawking electronics. Like, this isn't work. You know, like, this isn't labor. we're not even going to get sweaty today. You know, like, and they're sitting around talking about, oh, who had it worse and whatnot. And I'm just like, no, I don't think any of us do. The problem is, though, that when you get in the world, right, that's what they do. They stand around and talk about who's got it worse. So who's got it worse than the other guy? I've got it bad. And, oh, I've got it worse than that. And we go around, and it's our way of sort of unloading and getting things off, right? It's the worldly way of doing it, okay? Christian believers come together, and we're to testify, we're to witness, we're to martyr of Christ and what he's done and what God has done for us in our lives. And when we come together, we do this. You'll never believe what God did for me this week. You'll never believe what's happened. Pray for me in this situation. I need God to work in such and such. All right? We do it a different way. And you know what it's called? It's called fellowship. Okay? Now, some of you guys are used to a more formal version where one person gets up and they do the exact same thing that you just did. But they testify and they give it in front of the entire group. Well, that's really easy because it's dramatic and everybody's giving you attention and it's real nice and we're all applaud at the end. It's a little bit harder when it's the person next to you in the grocery store. It's a little harder when it's your own family member sitting at the Thanksgiving dinner table. Why is it so hard there? One-on-one. But now I see you're all primed. You got a story ready to go. You've practiced. And next time you're sitting around the family and they're all bemoaning who's got it worse this year. Well, I've gained more weight, you know. Like, well, let's go grab another plate and see who can, right? So, and that's the point of Thanksgiving. It's this celebration of what God's done for us. He's brought us through another year, and he's prepared us for all the things, the hardships we're about to go through. But, I don't know, it's about football and giant turkey blow-up things that float through downtown. I don't understand exactly what all that's about, but I do know now that you guys have all the things that you need so that you can go have 6 days of thanks. And so I want you to do that. Take the things that you got six now, right? You can start posting these things and telling these things and doing exactly what Scripture says. It says, talk of all his wondrous works. So now when someone's like, hey, what's going on with you? You're like, man, let me tell you what I'm thankful for this week. Because, you know, that's kind of hard to shut someone down on. Really, it is. Oh, you're thankful for something? I am totally thankful. There is this crazy situation, and the Lord just brought me through it like such. Okay, yeah, I'd be thankful for that too. Now they're experiencing gratitude, and it wasn't even their blessing. So that's what we have this week. That's what we're called to. You have six things now. We're going to do 6 days of things. Keep these at the ready to share with others God's wonders, God's glory, and the good news of his salvation. It's right out of this passage. That's what we're going to do this week. All right, now we're going to do prayer again because we are thankful for these things. God's wonders. These are mysteries. These are things that they shouldn't have happened, but they did. You can't explain it. It's a mystery. It's a wonder. I wonder how that worked. I wonder how I drove for several hours at 70 plus miles per hour on the New Jersey Turnpike with a hole out of the sidewall of the front tire and didn't even notice it in the driving part. It might have tugged a little bit, but didn't really feel it. Hours we drove like that. Didn't even know. Got to a stop and they were like, hey, you got a problem with your tire here. I'm like, yeah, sure I do. New Jersey Turnpike. I know how this works. I look and there's a gaping hole out of the sidewall of the tire. Not like a flap, like a hole. You could see into the tire. And we had driven all that way on it. It's a wonder. It's a mystery. I can't explain it. We're just on the turnpike. God's glory and the good news of his salvation. That's what we're to share with everyone this week. Amen?
Amen?
Well, let's do it. Lord, we thank you for all of your wonders. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your salvation. It is good news. And Lord, we ask you to help us share that with others this week. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Love you guys. Have an awesome week.
Did you know that was in there? Isn't the Bible fascinating? We hope this study has given you a renewed look at Scripture and encouraged you to investigate further. Logos Christian Fellowship is dedicated to studying God's Word. The Bible says that God's Word always accomplishes what He desires and achieves His purpose. And regardless of what may happen in our lives, God's Word endures forever. Thanks for listening to That's Not in My Bible. Please share this with someone right now and like, subscribe, and comment. To support this ministry financially, please visit logoschristian.org.